This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Justin Kringstead with the North Dakota Pipeline Authority about the future of natural gas and crude oil transportation by pipeline in the Bakken oil fields. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Justin Kringstead with the North Dakota Pipeline Authority right here on the Mondak Oilfield Review.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Justin Kringstead with the North Dakota Pipeline Authority.
It's an existing pipeline or an existing facility, it sounds like, that's going to be converted?
That's correct. And so this is becoming more commonplace in North Dakota. Again, some pipeline systems are built under as gathering systems, and as production has continued to ramp up, companies are having to look at whether they build new, whether they repurpose existing lines and add horsepower to those systems and ultimately change the scope into that transmission realm. And this is, again, just one of the more near-term projects that was undertaking that exact process.
And my guess is this is going to help reduce some flaring?
Correct. So when someone looks at natural gas capture and what all needs to take place, so for a holistic look at natural gas capture, you have to have the gathering connections out in the field, you have to have adequate processing plant capacity, and then lastly, you need to have adequate transmission capacity for the products coming out of North Dakota's gas plants. And so this addresses that last segment, the transmission needs. Each segment is just as critical as the next, and this is on the transmission side of moving those products and ultimately to market outside of North Dakota. On a larger scale, One Oak has proposed earlier this year the Elk Creek NGL pipeline system. And so that would be a 900-mile, 20-inch system, roughly $1.4 billion is the estimated cost of that project.
To listen to the full-length interview with Justin Kringstead with the North Dakota Pipeline Authority or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those links can be found at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.